on time, which is actually kind of shocking since it's 10 o'clock in the morning after this Bat Cave contest, but I try. All you people managed to make it up here this morning, so I can try too. This is...
Is that a recorder? Oh, weird. Oh, I'm podcasting. Okay. Hi! That's Noah. Noah, my badge is back there. There's 10 ones in it. Can you go get me coffee? I love you, Noah. These people will love you too if you get me coffee, because I'll be a lot nicer. Yeah, you guys get the half-dressed version of me, because we're going to duct tape some of my lovely assistants over here, and I didn't want to wear the knee-length wig for the duct tape.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep the wig cap on, and I'll put the wig on later. It just seemed kind of smart, so even without my coffee, I can do something brilliant, you know? This is... I don't remember what Brian called it, but this is corsetry. So if you read whatever the title is wrong, this is corsetry.
The ties and the bind.
That's it. Not, he always comes up with these great titles, and I'm always like, what do we actually talk about? So we're going to kind of wing it this morning. For the past 2 years, I've planned something out, so I wanted to give you guys a year to kind of ask questions and stuff. I did want to do a duct tape form pattern on some people, so we've got that available. I'm going to start that at about 10:15, but if you want to start with questions, we can answer some questions first. How many of you guys, this is your first time at this panel? Oh, goodness. I actually thought there would be a lot more repeats. I'm very happy about that. So, a few repeats? I know I have some. Okay. And how many of you guys are on the course at Making Life Journal? Cool. Okay. A lot of other people that should be on the course at Making Life Journal. Can one of you guys come get these and pass them out? I'm going to start with some pass outs, but does anybody want to ask the first question this morning? Live Journal is a blog/community website. It's www.livejournal.com. You sign up for an account and it gives you like a personal blog, but then you can also friend other people and friend communities, which are pretty much just like a journal that anybody can post in that is topic central. So we have one called Corset Makers. All one word, all lowercase, and I'm a moderator there. So we have a lot of good information. We have a lot of good information in our memories as well. So if you don't want to actually talk to somebody, you can just look through all the past posts and the memories section and get some good information that way too.
What's the most rigid kind of boning you can get when you like a major significant restore?
There is 1-inch fusion boning. It is mostly available now with holes because they use it a lot for lacing bones, which I don't really like because I like my lacing bones to be a little more flexible. But they also have 2-inch stainless steel busks, which are extremely heavy duty. These are the kinds of things that go in orthopedic corsets. I don't recommend using more than 2 or 3 of them because your waist is not going to bend either of these. If you want something your waist can bend, I usually go with the 1/4 inches. 2 of them butted up next to each other as one bone, because 2 1/4 inches is a little more rigid than 1/2 inch. It has something to do with how they get the steel so thin to be 1/4 inch, it's a little thicker. So I put 2 of them together, and then every inch or so, you can actually butt them all up against each other for like a Tudor bodice or a, like the Pirates of the Caribbean corsets. All those were all the bones are stacked right up against each other.
Do you have any more handouts?
Are we out? No. If somebody will donate theirs, we can run to Kinko's. Kinko's, and we only need one because we'll run to Kinko's and make some more because everybody needs their little handout. These handouts have a link at the bottom to a website. This is where we're going to put all of our handouts up after the convention. So you can go there, and instead of having to type in all these links that I'm giving you, you can just go there and click on them. Or you can also, you can go there, and I'm going to be putting up all my links later. We didn't want to make a third page and have to pay for more printouts for sites I like, for free pattern making sites. So those will all go on that website, and then you don't have to type them in. You can just go there and click through everything. First of all, I have to plug www.corsetmaking.com. This is my favorite site ever for buying corsetry materials. They are a corsetry supplier in Pennsylvania, and we actually talked about them coming here to help me with a corsetry panel this year, and they couldn't make it. But if we all email them and tell them we will buy bones at DragonCon, maybe they can make it next year. Because they were actually planning on bringing all their product, and then they weren't sure if they would be able to sell enough material here at the con. Because if you guys don't, well, if you don't know, the dealers downstairs pay about $2,000 a day for their table. It is quite a hefty fee. So I believe that's what they looked up and found out for me. I think it might be $2,000 for the weekend, but that is still a hefty fee.
It's
$5,000 for the weekend. So I guess they calculated it out. Plus the fact that they're bringing boning, which they have to get here somehow from Pennsylvania, and they have to pay for people to get into the con and watch their booth when they're up here with us. It would be quite a fee. So if you have friends, email them and email DragonCon. Let them know we want to see them, because we might be able to get them a discount if we can prove them that we really want to see them. So, yep.
I haven't heard of corsetmaking.com. How are they different or better than Farthingale's and Greenberg and Hammer?
Greenberg and Hammer, they're cheaper.
They're cheaper than Greenberg and Hammer.
Yes.
Okay.
Farthingale's, they're usually about par. Farthingale's has always had the problem of being in Canada and being affected by the exchange rate. And for me, Farthingale's always had the problem that shipping from Canada, the people in New Orleans really didn't like customs, and they would hold my packages for a while going, are we sure this isn't a bomb? So through no fault of their own, Farthingale's was never a good option for me when I lived in New Orleans. And when I transferred to Kansas, I kept my customer loyalty. Farthingale's now has a store that opened in LA in the past couple months. So they will now be shipping from LA. So it is a very good option as well. I still will plug corset making because I've been to their store and met them, and they're wonderful people, and I'm customer loyal. But that is not to ding Farthingale's. Farthingale's is another very good site, and they have some very good resources on their website. And I do still order a lot of things like hoop skirts from them. They have these really cool hoop skirt steels that are a lot like the steels that go in your corsets, and then they have these really neat little connectors that you just slide the steel in on one side, and you slide it in on the other, and it holds it without like all that duct tape, wiring, punching holes crap that I used to have to do. So I do still buy some stuff from them that I can't get from other places. But I'm committed, I guess, is the way to say it. But no, I'm not putting down corset making. Greenberg and Hammer, I found it a little more difficult because I believe they have the dozen limit. You can't order less than a dozen. Yeah, and they are a lot more expensive than, at least in the quantities that I buy them. So that's my opinion on where to get your stuff at. Also, Home Depot is very great. We're actually talking about doing a costuming from Home Depot panel next year because we were talking about Home Depot the other day in a panel and somebody was like, what do you get at Home Depot? And I'm like, oh, honey, we do not have time. So you can get stuff like
duct tape.
Electrician's fish is essentially a oil-covered boning material that you can wipe the boning off and tip with tool dip, available in the tool section of Home Depot, for your boning ends. You would also need to get some steelworking tools, steel snips. Some people say tin snips, but eventually you're going to wreck your tin snips if you use those. We have a bench grinder, which is really, really nice for that, instead of just, you just kind of round them off with bench grinder, but yeah, lots of good stuff at
Home Depot.
Power tools are cool. Power tools are very scary. I actually make my boyfriend use them, so here are two of these. Yep.
You are a good woman.
So, what do you think of using like sprung steel, just flat steel bones, versus using spiral steel bones? Like, what's more
appropriate? That's really a very personal thing. I personally don't like spring steel. It is not as rigid as the straight steels. Or what I call the straights, because I look at these ones and they're flat, and I look at these ones and they're all loopy. They're actually technically flat steels, so you'll have to excuse me when I start calling them straights. But the flat steels are more rigid. The spiral steels have the advantage that they can curve sideways. I left these all up in my room because it was too early or I would have some. But they are good for some things. I believe that this corset has some snaking down from here around here because the straight steel wouldn't do that. A lot of people tell you to use them over the bust. I'm not sure if their bust is just different from my bust, but whenever I do that, instead of coming back over my bust, my corset sticks straight out like this. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I haven't figured it out yet, but I usually use plastic boning there because you can reinforce it on your stomach with steels either in the same channel or right next to it. Right next to it's a little better because you can sew it down, it won't poke your boob, which is a bad thing. It's really not good. But the plastic will actually heat up to your body and it'll conform, which in your stomach, that's bad because it'll show all your rolls. But in your bust, that's good because it'll start a cupping action that's unique to you. And it'll turn out to be really comfortable. So plastic boning is not the enemy. You just got to know where to use it. Yeah, well, sometimes. Yeah, I do have a bustier that I made about 8 years ago where I use it all plastic boning in the bottom. It's shaped pretty much like this, and the bottom sticks out like this permanently because I sit in it and the plastic sits with me and it doesn't fix itself afterwards. So I don't recommend it for the bottom, but it's good for the top. I'm gonna put this down and use this. Do we have any other quick questions? You guys are all as tired as me, aren't you?
No, we're hanging on your every word because we want to know how to do it.
Ooh, okay. Well, why don't you guys step behind our wonderful screen and, or right there, I don't care, and get your t-shirts on. Or are those your t-shirts? Oh, I expected them to be white. All right. We're going to do some duct tape. Who's first? What we're going to do is we're going to make her a pattern for a corset. Patterns can be kind of hard to find and pretty hard to adapt to you. So we're just going to make one. We're going to wrap the duct tape around her until we get a generally underbust hourglass. Is that what you want?
an underbust hourglassy shape, and then we're going to cut it off, and I'm going to show you how to convert that to a pattern and put boning in it.
Alright.
If you're willing.
Alright.
We're going to start off with a marker around her waist, which I'm generally just finding the smallest place. It needs to be under your ribs. Hers is really, really close, so I'm going to move this down.
Are you pulling that snug or just laying it on?
That's snug. Snug. This is a...
She just got a red belt.
This is snug, not tight. We will probably make it tighter here in a little bit, but this is a marker because I want to be able to find her waist. You can do this with regular tape and then just draw it on. Or they got me 3 different colors, so I'm going to use them.
How long pieces do you want?
Like that? Okay. Yeah. Then what I'm going to do is... I'm going to show you how to do an overbust, even though this is going to be an underbust, I think, if you wanted. Or did you want an overbust? Okay. She wants an underbust, so we'll cut this part off after we're done. But for an overbust, you need to anchor your puppies first before you start. So we go from the waist up over the apex and kind of pull them up to the shoulder, like your bra does. And then I'm going to do the same and put it down in the back. Hi!
Coffee, dear! And unless that costs $10, you might want to.
He's gone for coffee twice now, and he hasn't come back dead yet. He's really skilled. He might actually make it to blue or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. Yay. Okay. Alright. Turn around. Yeah, I just did the same thing in the back. Anchored him down. Try to get these so that everybody can see.
Did you pull towards the bottom?
No, I started at the top because the point is to get the weight from the breasts.
Okay, so you just continued it over.
So, right. I could have used one continuous swoop, but the longer you make duct tape, the more likely it is to do that snarl thing. Right. So, I just overlapped it about an inch. Okay. And then we're going to anchor under her breasts. Right about where your bra strap would be when you're wearing a bra. And she is wearing a bra under this to position her boobs about where she wants them. Otherwise, some of us have that issue that they're going to be...
Gravity.
Yeah,
gravity.
That's right.
We're all adults here. Use the word you need.
Unfortunately, yeah. Gravity works. Wish it didn't sometimes. Yeah, it's real. That arm size is huge for taping.
We have a problem. Her shirt has a really low armhole. So I'm going to fill it in with this paper. Just whatever. It's going to be kind of uncomfortable in her armpit, but. And then I'm going to tape through here again. That should hold the paper. Technically, yes. Is it recommended? Not at all. Brian tells a story where he decided to make himself a duct tape double. And he got himself to the I'm all wrapped up and I need to be cut out stage.
And of course
and
he did his legs.
And he had to call his ex-army building supervisor to cut him out because he could barely reach the phone. You can. It's not really smart. Also, other people, I do not recommend having you do this. Your boyfriend will be really embarrassed and kind of weird about showing you your actual shape. Maybe not you. Mine is just weirded out, and the other ones I know that have tried to do this. People you work with is probably not a good idea unless you're pretty close with them. And also, my first one was done by my little brother. That's really not a good thing, too, because he was really, really trying to help me, but he didn't quite understand anything about the body because he makes steel doors. And my dummy is now used to display his Indian regalia because it stands like this. And, yeah, it's not a good thing. All right, now that we've anchored some of our major points, I'm just going to start from this underbust and work my way down, filling this in and tightening it in. I don't want to get more than 3 or 4 layers in one specific spot because then we'll start thickening her out instead of thinning her in, and that's kind of anti-corsetry, so.
Can you have her turn?
Uh-huh.
All the way. So you actually went up in the back, or are you supposed to try to keep it level?
What I did was I followed her bra band, and hers goes up in the back.
Okay.
So some people's does, some people's doesn't. It's where you're comfortable wearing your bra is usually a good marker for where the top of your corset should be. I wear mine a lot higher, but that takes some getting used to. So you could always make it higher, but you want that landmark. Also something else, do you guys know what a waist tape is in a corset?
No.
Often, to keep a corset grounded where you want it to be, you put a line in at your waist. Apron tape, there is technically stay tape, twill tape, something
up. You can use a piece of string.
I use a lot of grosgrain ribbon. Or Petersham if I can get it. And you just sew it in on the waist, or sometimes I just let it float and anchor it in with my boning channels. And in between those, it just kind of sits there. But the point is, it's the smallest part of your body, and the waist tape won't stretch like fabric sometimes will. So that has to settle in the smallest part of you. And it keeps you from shifting up or down. Sometimes also, if I'm doing something especially that has split breasts with a busk, it may be because I'm top heavy, but they have a tendency to kind of poke out at the top. So I'll anchor those with another bust stay on this line. So I want this line to be marked so that I know where to put that stay when I put it in. You want this breastband one to be about as tight as your bra, because that's where the breathing happens, and breathing is good. As long as you keep from there down to the waist fairly loose, we can start tightening up the waist and from there down, because she'll start learning to breathe from her chest and not her diaphragm. Or, if you're a singer, you can do the opposite. Make the chest kind of tight and the stomach kind of loose and get that whole singing improvement corset that they talk about. When they say that corsets can be good for singing, those are the ones they talk about because they want you to sing from your gut. So if you put something really tight here, you actually can't breathe from your chest. You have to breathe from your gut. That's what they're talking about when they talk about opera singers being improved by corsets.
Let me know when you want shorter ones.
Too much. I usually use about the foot lengths.
Okay. And essentially what I'm doing is... No, same. Essentially what I'm doing is just filling in right now on the shirt so that I can, when I cut it off, it still has her shape. I'm not trying to redefine her too much up here. Just get it all filled in.
Alright, how far you want yourself?
Alright.
So when you're filling in, you don't have to go, I mean, like, pull from front to back or anything, you can just...
It really depends on you and how squishy you are. We're going to do a larger person after this. It counts a little more because she's going to be a lot more squishy and have more to redistribute. I'm sorry. She knows. That's why she volunteered.
It's a fact of life.
Yeah.
Now, you can't get away.
Squishy's good.
Unless you take the cover off and then it'll scare kids.
Okay, I repeat, squishy as well.
All right.
Squishy is very waste production.
We're going to start on her stomach. I'm putting an X down there because we want that spot to be tightened in. And then to hold that X in, I'm going around her hips and pulling it back. Turn around. And I just let them meet in the back. You starting to feel it? And then I'm just going to start filling this in first. Because I want to get this flat. If I start at the back, it'll start bulging in front as I move things forward. So this is one place where I do want to start the front and the back. And I'm going to go back to the top again because I want to switch things out at the bottom.
Like a hip gore, because I like mine with more of a curve for my larger hips. How do I make that adjustment into my duct tape?
We can put one in this one.
Sorry, I thought you were going to stop.
The easiest way would be to just do the front and then tape the back, and that will have the effect of smooshing everything out the sides, and that would be your gore if you covered it in last. If you wanted that more, it's very fashionable right now to have the very hippie look out from the waist, bring the waist into a circle, and then redistribute all the stomach into the hips. I don't know why that's popular in corsetry now. We still are.
Because somebody said this is the fashion for now, and we all follow. Just like what not to wear. Well, that's their opinion of what looks good. It may not be your opinion of what looks good.
I'm sorry, a skinny woman can't tell me what looks good on me. Amen. She doesn't have a clue.
Yeah, I'm just doing the same thing in the back that I was doing in the front. Like I said, what we're doing here is we're making that fashionable hippie version. If you wanted a more rounded version, you would start from where you left off the waist and keep wrapping to the back.
Starting to feel like a balance. Yeah. I love what it does for the posture.
Is Noah back there? Somewhere in that blue bag or that wig box is a Sharpie. what you want to do is start with the waist anchor I said, and then if you want your actual corset waisted lower, anchor that. And you'll have to actually embed something in here to keep your cone like cardboard. You'll also have to be pretty careful to not dent that in as you're tightening it in. But it is possible. I have done it. Cardboard is usually what I use because it's cheap and there. So I'm tightening in her waist a little bit more right now because either the duct tape is stretched or she's gotten used to it, which would happen in a corset as well. You guys notice I'm not laced up very much at all. But I'm yelling at you guys, and it's loosening up when she tightened it. I'll probably tighten it again after this panel. And again, after I eat, not before I eat, because that's really dumb. And then again tonight sometime if I'm still wearing this. We can go with about. So after I re-anchor her waist, I'm going to cover her hips. Woo! Pinned up the front, I didn't pin up the back. And now I'm just using some short pieces to cover in these little holes left. If you wanted a lower hip corset from an Edwardian style, you would just keep going down.
So you have to remember that you gotta be able to sit in it.
Yeah, sitting is good. In general. You also have to watch for bulges like that. She started to have a little bulge right there. So I just started on one side, pulled over it. That smooths it out a lot.
Can you still breathe?
Yeah. Okay.
It's not tight enough.
Yeah. Have you ever worn a corset before? This is her first corset too, so when I finish it, she will have her first piece. Alright. Can you bring that chair over here? Have a seat! That's a good sign. Okay, now I want you to stand on the chair so everybody can see what I'm doing. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to make our pattern. I do this with a Sharpie because it's really easy. There's a few ways. We're doing you pretty much as fast as water was, right? This is where you want to figure out where your lines go. Because once you take this off, you're not going to be able to know for sure if that's actually your side or if it's a little too far back. So I like to do it on the body if I can. First thing I'm going to mark is the exact center. And then, can you turn around for your back? We're going to do the same in the back.
Got a little gap on this side, up just above the waist.
Oh, we do. This is why I like to do this on a chair. You see another angle, like I didn't catch when I was taller than her that there's a little gap on there. So. Thank you. want your front and your back. In the back, in general, you at least want it to follow this line. If you don't, you're going to start suffering from back exhaustion because your muscles are going to try to hold that up down low on your back, and that's really not good. You can also just tape higher and do it up higher. Mine would usually be about right here, about middle. This one's actually kind of low for me. It would usually be up here, middle of my shoulder blades. That's just where I'm most comfortable. But this one, we're going to do it actually on the bra line. And I'm just going to kind of draw it. They're not going to be the same, but we're going to fix that later. So you can even just do half if you want to. Okay. Here we have another decision. You can come up to a point in the middle. You can actually go down into a V in the middle. Some people do that. You can bring it straight across. There are some other things you can do with overbust, coming up and around. We'll show you that on our overbust over there. So do you want it to come down, up, or straight across? Straight across. Okay. So I'm just going to draw that on here and try to be a little even, because now we're going to figure out where we want our other seams. It's generally wise to put in a side seam in a contemporary corset. There's a lot of historical corsets that don't have this. It's not necessary. But if you want a dramatic change from your waist to your hips, in a modern corset, you need to have one there because you need a bone to keep your waist in at that small point. And then there are a lot of ways you can do the stomach here. You can do them straight on and just cut it. I generally do three pieces per side in the front and three in the back. I don't know why. It just works for me. You can do quite a few. You can do them on an angle like this is, so that they come down to more of a V in the front. They'll help keep your stomach flat, so that's what we're going to do with this one. I guess theoretically you could go the other way. It might make your stomach pooch out a little bit, but if that's the look you're going for, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work. It just is not exactly modern flattering, so. I'm just going to draw them in. It's very hard to do an actual point in the bottom with a corset. You're going to wear a busk in because the busk has width. So you need to leave this at least as wide as your busk. I usually go for an inch when a busk is about half an inch, just because that's what I'm used to doing. But keep in mind that you might even want to hold your busk up to it and go, I need this and a little more. I'm pushing you back. Okay. And then I'm going to just draw in another one. I usually like where the side of the bust line is because it holds them in and together. For another marker. So I'm putting it right here where my finger is. And I'm just going to bring that down and kind of in like the other one so that she has this cool hippie thing going on. I'm actually not going to mark these on the other side because unless she has a difference in the size of her body, which I would have felt by now in duct taping, that the tape lengths would have ended up wrapping differently, some more to her back and some more to her side. If I had noticed that, we would be getting out a ruler and measuring these and trying to mark them proportionally with different sides. And this is not uncommon to have different sides. This boob is bigger than this boob by about an inch when I'm drafting an overbust. You can't tell. It's not that big of a deal, but when you get down to that nitty gritty, you find out lots of new things about yourself. So this is essentially her front. I'm going to leave her back center line straight right now. We will draft in a gap later because a gap is good. But I'm just gonna find two more places to cut this down. I generally like making my pieces at least 2 inches wide, or it's not worth my time to piece. Because you can always add bones in the middle of a piece. All right, you feel good?
Yep.
We're gonna cut you off.
Feel lucky?
Right there. This is another place where a friend is helpful. Because I can make sure I'm getting her shirt and not her undershirt raw. So I'm gonna put my hand in between the scissors and her body the whole way up. I'm sure she appreciates that.
Just cutting the center seams.
I like to cut it down the back. There are some people that like to cut it down the side, but I don't like having to work around her armpit. Maybe if it's you doing it yourself, you'll find the side or the front better, but
you
for me to not cut her, I always pick the back.
You don't put registration crosshatches across your center back so you can line it up?
No, because
okay.
I already have tape lines.
Okay.
I just look at those. I'm still young and have good eyesight. That is a good point. Someday when I get older, I may have to put lines across it. But right now I have little, you know, tape divots that I can line up. So I have never had that problem yet. How do you feel?
Your hair.
I'm sorry.
It's fine, I got it.
She just had her first
course. Okay. Ready? There we go.
Oh, 10:45.
Okay. We're going to do a larger woman while she cuts this out.
Do you want to keep up with your t-shirt underneath this? I don't care if they come up on this.
I don't care either.
A warm up pretty well.
She's telling me she doesn't have bra on under this.
Well, I have,
we'll
bra
have a
on,
show.
I don't have
no peekaboo panels, right?
Yeah, no peekaboo.
Okay. On a larger woman, and there are some tricks to it. They have a lot more stuff they can redistribute. You can make a really nice shape, though. Thinner people, there's nothing there to push around except organs, and they won't like you very much if you do that. If you know pregnant women, I'm pretty sure that's why they're so cranky. My brother's wife is giving birth next month, so, yeah. Anyway, we're going to start the same way with a waist anchor. I'm going to kind of draw it tight, but we're definitely going to make this tighter later.
Do you want to just wrap her up?
Yeah. I'm probably going to do that with the drawing. around a couple times to get a good tight fit. Just let me know if you start not breathing. Because we want to know.
We will find you medical attention if I start to kill you.
Pretty sure the tech ops people across the hall can handle it.
I just got security certified and I don't want to use it.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather you not have
it. Essentially, I'm just making this tighter every pass. The duct tape underneath is wrinkling some, but that's okay. And it's also important to make sure the person you're doing this to is always comfortable. She knows she can stop me, and we've talked about if she gets too tight, we'll find her some way to cut her out immediately. So safety is always important.
Always find more duct tape.
Yeah.
Duct taping me on the floor wouldn't be so easy.
It also is...
She's got the scissors.
Oh.
Walk over here, I'll rip it off.
Here. Why can I can't do that. I don't know what's wrong with my hands.
Can you stretch? Do you recommend that making a new duct tape body for every course as you're drafting it?
It doesn't hurt.
I honestly don't know. Generally,
this is just a general pattern. You've made yourself now a basic slope that you can work off of every single time, depending on what you want to do.
Well, it kind of depends on you and how much you've changed. When I'm making a new costume, I take my measurements and draft an entirely new corset. But that's rather time intensive. My friends, generally I do this once, and then I would take that and save measurements on it and draft out a new pattern from the measurements and from the old pattern. But I can't teach you guys to do that in a half an hour. So I think it's up to you. You can always, if you know how to modify a pattern, you can always take a wedge off this one and move it to that one. But if you notice you've gained 5 or 10 pounds or lost 5 or 10 pounds, you'll probably want to do it over. Because I would want to get new measurements from you after you have changed your waist size by more than an inch. That's generally what I go for, more than an inch. Because you'll also be changing, like me, my waist size will change by 1/4 inch, but my hips will be another 2 inches, because that's where I gain my weight. Recently I've gained like 2 inches in my boobs, which I really don't understand, but new birth control. Dude, things are weird when you get older. Just, especially when you're sewing, you realize all these little things that you never would have realized just wearing clothes.
Can you switch to the blue?
Yeah, that's what I was about to
ask. Oh!
Because I'm wearing a gray shirt.
Got it. I can use the blue.
I look good in blue.
Actually, what's next?
Wear loose, skills of the master grade.
Okay. We've got 10 minutes left. If you guys have any questions, I'll answer them now. If you want to stay to watch this, we'll do it in the back of the room, because it's going to take another 20 or 25 minutes. So if you want to watch this, you're welcome to stay. If you have somewhere else you have to be, or you are not larger and feel you've gotten it already from the other, you got my handout. I'm going to have Noah pass out my cards here with my website. I spent a very large amount of my time in the Navy that your tax dollars paid for writing up a very large paper on how to make corsetry. And it's all on this website. So you've already paid for it through your tax dollars. You might want to check it out.
Our tax dollars at work.
Your tax dollars at work. I was a secretary at a chapel.
The Navy fashionable.
Yeah. I was a secretary at a chapel.
At least we're getting something out of it this time.
And I had to answer the phone and sit at my computer, so this is what I did. We didn't tell the chaplain, so shh.
At least we're getting something out of it this time.
What?
Getting something out of our tax dollars.
That's right.
A lot of people take digital photos. Maybe they can send them to you and you can post pictures of the process.
You sure can. My email fingernails also on this, and if they took photos, I also have a DVD. If you guys were here last year, a guy taped it. He came to me, he taped a lot of our panels, and he brought me this spindle of discs that's sitting over on this table and said, here, this is last year. So unless Dragon Con yells at me, I'm going to put them up on YouTube. So don't tell them. And I'll have those links posted on the website as well. So until they shut me down, because I'm sure that they would be mad that I'm not selling them. But you can check out those. You might want to save it as soon as possible. Yep.
Good questions.
Huh?
YouTube?
It's a website.
Online video.
If you will go to...
Clicker for video.
YouTube.com?
Tube.
Why are you...
As in boob tube. It's only as YouTube. And it doesn't work with dial-up.
Yeah, and what'll happen is I'll link the specific videos...
It stalls out every 2 seconds.
...on the website that's mentioned on your handout.
You might want to try Google Video, because a lot of time, unless you get a modification for your browser, YouTube doesn't have, like, a download button. But
I'll do both.
Yeah.
Because YouTube will not work with dial-up. It drives me bananas.
Really?
I've given up on it.
Weird.
Okay.
Another question.
I'm shocked.
She's filling out her pieces.
Yep.
What I'm going to do with these pieces is I'm going to take them, lay them out pretty flat. I'm making sure that there's not any lumps in them, because if there's a lump, that means that she's lumpy and my piece is not. Not that she's lumpy, but...
It's a t-shirt wrinkle, not a lump.
What it means is that she's more curvy than the lines that I've drawn, and I need to cut another line, because fabric is flat. So if she is more curved, we need to put another seam in there. After I have flat pieces, this is essentially my pattern piece. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take it and lay it on. In my house, it's going to be newsprint paper that I got from the newspaper, because they'll give you those big rolls after they're done printing their newspaper. They'll have like 50 yards left that they can't print more paper on, but they don't want to throw it out. So they'll give it to you if
they will.
Say you're a college student and go, they give it to me. Maybe.
And Stringer says that she purchased
it. Yeah, Stringers buy it. They buy this paper for $2. So some places might charge you. I guess middle of nowhere Kansas says, oh, we'll give it to you for free. Butcher paper, wax paper, whatever you can find lying around. I'll put it down.
I just moved and I kept copious quantities of the paper that they moved my stuff in, and I used that to draft it on my packs.
There you go.
You can also get butcher paper. It's very quick.
Yep. Butcher paper, wax paper.
Just tack your wrapping paper.
They sell, wrapping paper. I also have those big drawing pads that they put on easels for conventions like this. I like that because it has mine has 1-inch lines in a grid. So that's pretty cool because generally my corset's not going to be bigger than that sheet. If I was doing a whole body, I would need something bigger, but that's a good size and I can always slip that behind the couch. But I'm going to trace this, and then keeping in mind that this has no seam allowance, I'll cut it out. I always sew with no seam allowance, so I won't add it in, but if you were the type of person that needs a seam allowance, you need to add it in. You also need to measure each piece and the piece next to it, and make sure that these sides are the same, because they can stretch out as you're cutting them, or ease in, and you need to make sure that they are the same length. That's called grading when you're patterning. So then you just cut it out, make it. Generally, I bone on each seam. Sometimes I bone one down the middle, too.
How much is a seam allowance? If you did.
I usually do, I'll cut out about 1 inch around each piece and then pin together the lines, which is why I don't sew with a seam allowance, because then I'm not pinning together these lines and sewing inside of it. I'm pinning exactly on the line and then sewing down right where my pins are. So it's more accurate that way. If you haven't tried it, try it. It's how the professionals do it. So, very good. Yep? No, it doesn't have to be. I've made some. If you make it higher, it'll push your boobs up. It will be an underbust and move your bust to be an underbust. You may have to make a adjustment to your bra so that you don't have overhang, unless you want overhang.
Right, but I mean, if you've got like an underwire bra and then the bust on top of that, isn't that going to rub the underwire?
I've never had problems.
Okay.
Maybe I'm more tolerable than some people. I think you'd have to try it for you. I have worn underwires and overbust corsets over them. I have no problems. I spent 6 years in the Navy, so apparently I like punishment. Keep that in mind. So, yep.
I will note that if your bra is well made and actually has good padding, and your underbust corset is well made, that shouldn't be really good. And your corset is well made and custom made to you, there's not going to be specific points of pressure. It's going to be all over.
Yeah, remember what I said about keeping the underbust snug and a little bit loose when I was up there doing that? That's what we're doing. We're leaving some gappage up there because you also got to remember that most of your flesh is going to redistribute down, but some of it's going to go up. So you do want that gappage in there for your comfort and for redistribution.
So these are designed to be worn with a bra.
An underbust would be. For an overbust, after I got everything done down here to the point where we cut it off, remember how I had that anchoring strip? What I would do is I would start from the bottom and pull up little triangles because you're pushing everything up.
So you're going to do that one back here?
I am going to do this one back here. Okay. And then I would fill it in if she wanted it straight, flat in the center and on the sides. From the sides, if you pull from the center in, you're pushing your breasts in and together, which is generally less disconcerting to the modern eye than pushing them out and apart. Any other questions? Yep. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Is there a way to like build into the fact that you said, you know, you have uneven, but some women are incredibly uneven due to cancer surgery, that kind of thing. Is there any way to build into the bust to build into a corset to make it an overbust to make it look more even? Does that make sense?
You can do padding. You can do some selective seaming, but it was rather hard for me to figure out how to do my unevenness. Mainly what I do is in the under, where I told you I have a bust tape, what I do is there's some selective boning that kind of goes crossways on this one to make it pooch on this one, to make it pooch out more on the top. So essentially there's a shelf for this one down here, and there's a shelf for this one down here, and then here it comes up a little bit.
Okay.
A larger difference, you would want to use padding in there, and you would have to experiment more with things like padding and little, you can make little pads yourself that are custom shaped to however you need to prop them up. And sometimes you might want to go for more over coverage rather than, you know, coverage like this where you can see more of a difference.
Okay.
Yep?
At what point do you put in waist tape?
What I'll do is I will cut out my base fabric, a coutil, trigger, twill, something sturdy. I will sew it all together. And then I will generally, another thing that's very important on your pattern is to mark your waistline on every piece. When I said that I draw it with the seam allowance, I'll do that and then I'll draw this waistline in right on my base fabric because it needs to match up there more than it needs to match up top and bottom. And then after I've got that all sewn together, I'll pin the tape on top of it all the way around in the waist, because remember, her waist goes up a little bit and back. You want your tape to go up a little bit and back too. Most of us are like that. And then I will either sew that in or put my boning channels on top of it. And if you just sew a boning channel down on top or on either side, it will hold it down. Sometimes I wait until I'm almost done. My Dawn corset, I put it in last because I wanted it to float closer to me than to the corset. So it really depends on how you're comfortable with doing it. Any more questions?
So would it be on the outside of it, like touching you, or would it be on the inside?
I make it touching me. You can put it between the base fabric and the outside if you want to, but I'm always afraid it'll show a line, so I never do, and it never bothers me on the inside. So I always put it just on the inside next to my skin. It's a cotton tape, so it's not going to be uncomfortable. So, yep.
I know that you should always use sturdy materials to hold up and everything, but are the basic, like calico cottons, that kind of thing, good to like experiment on since they're not overly expensive to try to get it right? Or
what I always do all of my drafts in, all of my muslins, I do it in canvas. It's a lot sturdier than muslins. But it's, I can still get it at Joann's for $2 a yard if I have the right coupons.
Yeah,
that's
pretty huge.
Yeah, it will stretch after a while if you're wearing it on the corset, but for drafts and getting things right, that's what I use.
And it's always $4 a yard at Walmart.
Yeah, see? So, and Walmart will take Michael's and the Hobby Lobby and Joann's coupons too. So if you bring in your 40% coupon to Walmart, you can get it 40% off because. At least at my Walmart. Maybe I'm too much whiny, but. Okay. Huh? That's on my website. There's a whole section about it.